Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully, you're happy to be back, or I'm glad you showed up. You could have all just taken advantage of the hiatus and abandoned ship.
No, it's glad to be back.
Cool. We definitely needed the break, so thank you for being flexible. Quickly open up discussion. I don't want to go too far into the game yet, because we have a lot to cover. So, what do you guys think so far? Just in general.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually. More than I thought I would.
Yeah, it's interesting so far, but it's a little slow, but it's very pretty.
Is no one going to discuss the ridiculously sad storyline from, like, the first, 10 minutes?
That's coming up, yeah.
Escalated quickly, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was, we had it on the laptop and then we were playing it to the TV so I could watch. And it visually, wow. I mean, it's got a really unique kind of style to it. A lot of great colors. The gameplay itself doesn't seem too, difficult.
Yeah.
Go left instead of right.
Yeah. Oops. So far we're enjoying it. Definitely.
Good.
I really like the voice acting. I mean, it's super complicated, but it's really good. The writing is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought it was, I know it's the guy from Mad Men, but he sounds just like Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. What's the gal's name?
So who's the voice actor for the guy?
I forget his name. He's in a bunch of stuff. He's done a bunch of shows and movies and.
You said he's in Mad Men. Is it John Hamm?
No. Rich Summer.
Rich Summer.
Okay.
I really like Delilah. She's really funny.
Yeah, Delilah's cool too. We're gonna talk about her later as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh yes, we're not gonna talk. We can't forget Delilah.
This whole song's written about
Delilah. What's that?
There's whole songs written about Delilah.
Yes, there are.
Delilah. So, let's talk about... sorry, did someone go? Who was that?
That was me. I was just going to say Delilah. That's the first thing that popped into my head was Tom Jones.
So the actress who played Delilah also voiced Joyce in Life is Strange?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Too bad Monzo's not here because he could talk about voice acting. Voice acting is like the actors never seem to fit their voice, face. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They can do so many different. It's amazing how many different voices they can do. Well, anyways, Michelle brought up the intro, and that's kind of the first discussion point here. So. Curious to hear, just, we can kind of bounce around a bit and, how'd you feel about that? What kinds of choices did you make? Were there difficult decisions? Did it seem to give you a good sense of Henry and his life, pre-accepting the position as a Firewatch?
I like it as a way of that just simple text question and answer. It's a fast way to view through this kind of backstory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yet still... It's not just a wall of text, so you get to interact a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely written in a way that you don't have a lot of time to really take in what's happening. It's just, bad stuff is happening, and here you are. Mm-hmm. But it's the way it's written, because of the fact it does give you a kind of an intense feel to it, even though it's so short.
Yeah, I think that that second person type narrative. Where it's you do this, you do that. There's almost like a psychological thing that it does when you read something like that. You're like, no, I didn't. And you kind of push back against it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. Since we played together, we kind of fight over the answers. and then as it got worse, I just kind of gave up trying to for the situation. But yeah, I'd agree that, if it had tried to be any more than what it was, I don't think it would have been as effective. I like those simple, slowly darker implications.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Well, go start with the easy one first. What dog did you go with? I went with German Shepherd.
Yeah, me too.
Beagle.
Yeah, I went with a cute beagle. She wanted a beagle. I love her. Whatever.
I did the beagle. I did the beagle too.
Didn't
you guys feel awful getting the German Shepherd, and then she got sick, and you're like, "Oh, I should have got the dog she wanted." Not like she's gonna remember it, but
ouch.
Yeah,
it kind of reminded me of Up, the movie Up. The intro there, where it's just kind of all this emotion packed into like the first 5 minutes, and you have really no idea who you're dealing with yet.
Just saying, just that Disney has not tackled early onset dementia film. Let's just be thankful for that.
That wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good. I liked, it was definitely an emotional punch. And there were a couple times to where I was like, neither of the choices were really preferable. I'm like, I wish that there was a third or fourth choice to where like I had more option rather than just being like this or this. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do either of those things because they're both kind of horrible. But I forgot what question it was. It was something to do with like he was angry with her or something, and so you could either like be really angry with her or do something else. And I think they were both like insults towards her. I think it was when she came in late or something.
Yeah, you could ignore her or you could fight with her.
Exactly. And I was like, I don't want to do either. Like, isn't there like a discussion button? Like, can't we discuss something? Can we do this rationally, please? But of course I am playing as a man, so anyways.
was that supposed to mean?
Was that an option? I wasn't aware.
But
the woman came home late. Where was she all night? That's all I'm going to say.
True. But I really enjoyed it. I just kind of wish there were more options to go off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that option was a bummer, and it shows fight. Just because I'm normally passively aggressive, but I'm trying to be a better person, so I chose fight.
It's interesting that these games are making us like more conscious of our, you know, how we interact with people.
So who chose to let her go? I would like to have known how the choices, if the choices like made any difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like who chose to let her go to her school?
I did.
I let her go to Yale.
Yeah.
I told her not to.
And what did she?
I talked her out of it.
And what? Oh, and so she didn't go.
Yeah.
Also, what happened? Like, so she was just there with the, like she didn't commute back and forth, or like the dementia just set in when she was there with you instead of away.
Yeah.
Well, so she got mad at someone for loaning her books. I think you let her go. You didn't talk about it. Okay. Well, apparently I wasn't paying great good attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, pray tell. When did the dimension set in?
Shortly if she went to the Yale.
Yeah, she loaned so many books, and then she
went to Yale.
Like, suspended.
Right.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure we all did the same thing.
Amazing. Yeah, it seems like.
Really onset dimension. Okay, yeah, I don't think that there was an option to not let her go. By the sounds of it, I think we tried to. And.
Oh, okay, so you probably tried to talk her out of it, yet she still went anyways. Or
there's another. Getting.
Okay. That's what I kind of figured, was that it kind of kept you on a certain course. And then no matter, you know, even if you chose something that was different, it just didn't really matter in the outcome.
So it's the illusion of choice? Yeah. Like,
Bioware style? It seems like it.
Okay.
So how do you guys think that the characters are fleshed out so far? Do you feel like you're able to connect with Henry as the player?
I mean, the opening conversations where, you know, she's, Delilah is like, oh, you only come here if you're running from something. I thought that was a really, I don't know, I felt like I was connecting to him as a character, as somebody who was just couldn't handle the situation anymore. Because,
yeah.
I mean, through the options I chose anyway, basically, like, it sounds like his house is in shambles and they're just living in complete, you know, disaster area or whatever. Yeah, and his wife gets taken away. There's nothing he can do about it. And he's like, well, I've lost control of my life. I'm going to live in the woods.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can't say that I relate to that because it's not my experience. But, yeah, definitely was like, oh, that, you know, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you chose to take care of her yourself, and then someone intervened?
Yeah, I chose to take care of her myself, and then we're just living in squalor because I'm not a qualified caretaker because I'm stupid or something.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, well, and also I've become an alcoholic, basically.
Jeez.
So, yeah, pretty dark. I was just like, no, you don't take my wife from me. But then she ends up in Australia, so whatever.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, Clark.
No, I'm going through a rough time right now living out in the wilderness.
Wow.
You and me, Clark.
Did everybody else admit her to the full-time assisted living then?
I think, if I remember correctly, I think I did. Just because I kind of knew that most men wouldn't, you know, I mean, it's just a hard situation. And she seemed to be going downhill pretty quickly. So I thought some assisted, you know, living would kind of help out. And it just kind of went. I think that he still became an alcoholic, even when she went to the assisted living, because he was talking about not going to see, like, or no, that was when she went to Australia. Like when she went to the assisted living, he would go some weekends, but then he wouldn't go. The visits started getting shorter and farther apart, or something like that. Yeah.
No, I tried to take care of her, and failed miserably. But, you know, that's just what I would do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, no, this is what I would do, and I look like an idiot, but it's what I'd do.
I didn't feel real connected to Henry yet, you know, but as far as we got, you know, for as crappy as his life has been, you know, he's sarcastic, you know, but he's still kind of joyful, so it's, you know, I feel like he hasn't quite come to terms yet. Like, I mean, so to me, I didn't find him as believable. I couldn't relate to him yet. Mm-hmm. But I think the more as he interacts with Ella, you know, I feel his personality coming out more. So I have hope that later I will connect to him, but I'm not there yet.
Okay. Understandable.
Yeah, but the only other decision I really had, well, with Henry that I wouldn't do was when he went out drinking, and he, you know, it makes you make the decision: do you just leave her be, or do you like put a chair up against the door so she doesn't get out of the room? Because I guess you put her in the assisted living.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. So Henry goes out.
So if you're trying to take care of her, yeah, you go out and. You need a night to relax, and you have to make a decision whether or not to.
That's
tough. So that was like, oh geez, is there one where I don't, you know, I wish I could have said I don't want to go out drinking because I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't do that. But
that's so sad.
So I put the chair against the door and went out, and got bombed.
I just left her. She was fine. She was asleep, but. Still, I felt so guilty even thinking about it. I was like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's really interesting that it makes you think, you know, what would I do in this situation? And what are you kind of forced to do? I mean, that's a situation that could potentially happen to me. Anyone,
really. Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Gosh. Yes, I mean, I feel like at this point, I connect more with his, you know, really, I mean, as crazy as that is, I feel like I understand her maybe a little bit better than him.
I bet you understand Julia better?
Yeah, sorry, thank you.
Yeah.
Just how awful. Yeah, next question.
Yeah, how are you guys feeling about the theme? I mean, particularly just being in the wilderness. I mean, is it peaceful or is it more unnerving?
That's an interesting question.
I think it's very peaceful the first half.
Yeah.
I think it's because I can get lost anywhere anyway, so then throw me in the woods, and with a difficult view on screen, and I'm taking left when I should be taking right. It is unnerving. It's still a neat system, and I still like the idea. You know, in some ways, it actually matches, because, you know, Henry's choice is to go out and do this job, which is a stretch for him personally, and for me, it would be as well. Camp or hike either, so I think I feel just as uncomfortable as he does. And I love that combination.
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4
for every single one. That's so very fair service.
Chris Clark had a thought.
I expected it to be unnerving because I'm not an outside person at all. I can't stand it because I'm a geek and I like to be inside playing my games, but playing this actually has made me want to go outside, which I feel like is one of those things that, like, a good outdoor game, you know, makes you be like, wow, outside's actually really beautiful and really nice and not as bad as I think it is. So I went into it being like, oh crap, I gotta hike for an hour. I would never do that in real life. Why would I do this in my free time in a game? But I'm actually enjoying that aspect quite a bit, and just enjoying, you know, sort of just the beauty of nature, which, being a geek who lives in the city, I don't see quite so much.
Yeah, the one thing about actually going outside, though, Clark, is that there are bees, there's heat, sometimes there's rain.
Some of these mosquitoes that make me cry.
Mosquitoes,
that's what it is.
You can't feel in the video game. It looks beautiful, but...
So maybe I'll just play this game for the rest of my life whenever I want to go outside.
Yeah, you can take pictures and then put them in your photo album and show everybody your vacation.
Yeah.
I'm going to take screenshots to show my friends.
So I was in Wyoming or wherever it is.
Yeah.
Those are some really bad excuses not to go outside. There's,
no, it's true.
I mean, there's absolutely nothing like camping out in the woods. I wish I could do it more.
Yeah, man.
Who is this imposter?
One phrase for outdoor camping. 40 degree rain. I've done it, and it's... Oh, my God.
Well, it's not quite camping weather yet. I mean, it's July,
you know,
August.
What doesn't kill you just makes you stronger, though.
Oh, or makes you stay in.
Or gives you no
money. Physically uncomfortable.
And
eat
therapy.
Yeah.
We can get camping advice later.
Yeah.
I've done far worse.
Steph, why don't you talk about Delilah?
Well, so how do you guys feel about Delilah? Do you feel like that she's fleshed out as a character, as opposed to Henry, or the same amount, or how do you feel about her personality?
So when I was playing the game the first time, it definitely felt like that, especially near when you were getting closer to day 3, it was kind of like, okay, she seems nice, but is it someone that you can really trust? And, you know, should we really be getting, talking so much about, you know, personal life and all that type of stuff. But, I mean, it was like, okay, well, she's my boss and the only other person around to talk to, so... But it was just like, it was kind of like, you know, is she someone that, you know, you can trust?
Yeah, well, go ahead,
Clark. No, you go ahead. I have a theory, but all you go ahead.
I feel like she's... Like, I just get the feeling that she's hiding something. She seems really duplicitous. I mean, she gets the whole phone call that makes her sound super sketchy or whatever. And so, as far as her being fleshed out as a character, I'd say I don't think she's fleshed out as a character because she's lying about herself. Or at least, that's what I'm getting I don't get any, like, honest feeling about who she is as a character. So, I wouldn't say that she's fleshed out because she's just sort of a bundle of lies up in her tower right now.
Wow. A bundle of lies.
I'm pretty harsh about Delilah, let me say.
Well, are any of you guys familiar with the Samson Delilah Bible story?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay. really quick for those of us who may not be too familiar with it. Basically, Delilah is a betrayer in the story. Like, so Samson's got this strength, and she's trying to seduce him to find out what the strength is. So she's basically getting paid by this Philistine army to figure out what his weakness is, because they can't beat him. And she keeps seducing him until finally he tells her, and then they are able to conquer him. And so I really hope they didn't do something that cheesy and use like a biblical name to metaphorically, define her.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong, but like I get this feeling. I mean, obviously they're setting her up to be, having all these secrets and potentially betray him. I mean, the way she's talking, and when you do call her out on it, I don't know if anybody called her out on it. I did. Yeah. I was like, "Hey, lady, what are you talking about?" And she got all huffy and hung up on me.
Oh. Whoops. I didn't question her. I just let her go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whatever.
I said, what the heck?
I wasn't trying to be a jerk about it. I was just like, hey, were you talking about me? And she's like, no. Like, what's wrong with you? And she just hung up and, it just said on my screen, it was like, Delilah doesn't want to talk to you right now.
Yeah.
Yep. I was like, oh, good. I don't want to talk to her either. We had our first fight. It did not go well. Let's say it. She's probably going to start a fire or something in chapter 4 and just like,
well, it is called Firewatch, so...
I know.
Just burn down your watchtower.
See, I don't know how well-known that story is. I mean, Delilah is such a rare name. I've only heard it in the story of the Bible.
Yeah, I think that...
And plain white tees.
In circles where it's known, other than at the plain white tees, that person's a Delilah. Like, I've even heard that phrase used in that way.
Yeah.
Actually, guys, there's a really well-known radio host named Delilah. She's late night. She's really soft-spoken. She's like, let's all just relax and get a cup of coffee and put our feet up and just consider the day and think about our blessings for today. She's very soft-spoken. And she's like, I mean, it's like late night radio. But I don't know if she's on anymore, but she was on like 10 years ago and for 20 years before that. So, just saying. That's another Delilah out there.
Yeah, I don't know, that's just a theory. I don't know if that's necessarily true. It's just the first thing that came to mind, because they definitely are painting her to be mysterious and kind of, shifty, and I don't really know what she's thinking, but she knows more than I do. I'll say that.
Well, she is a woman.
That is true.
Fire-ice man.
Nice. I have to expect Henry to be like, so where do you want to go get dinner? And he'll just be like, I don't care.
Well, what about here? No, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, just, I don't want to go there. Well, you said you didn't care. Well, I don't want to go there.
Wherever you want to go.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh.
But I was cool with Delilah up until the phone call. Yeah, up until the mysterious conversation. Although she did, at the beginning, break boundaries with, everybody who comes here is like running away from something. I would have came right back, well, what are you running away from?
Oh, that's awesome. I did. Oh,
yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Some echoey, I don't know.
But she also said to Henry was that... she told him at one point that running away isn't always a bad thing.
Oh.
What?
What? She told Henry, she was talking about running away, and she said running away isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah.
You're just talking about running
away.
Yeah,
no, I thought someone was disconnected or something. Someone was acting weird.
Someone's...
I don't know. Someone's being a Delilah in here.
So do you guys agree with that statement? Do you agree with that running away isn't always a bad thing?
That's kind of the story of my life, Steph, so eventually you'll get somewhere amicable.
Yeah.
I would agree.
I was going to say that that is the, I'm sorry, Chris, but that is the atypical passive-aggressive response is to run away and remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on the situation. I mean, if we're talking about a grizzly bear or something like a job interview.
Yeah, I think that it, depending especially on like what you chose in the little backstory section, like he sort of, at least in where I chose, you know, to try and take care of her myself, that's like running away from the reality, like that choice. Because the reality is clearly he couldn't take care of her.
Yeah.
But he wasn't willing to face that. And now he's, it's just sort of this pattern of running away. Though I think that running away can be a good thing, just getting space from a situation to try and reevaluate your life. So,
true.
Both.
That's an interesting theory, though, because I didn't see it that way. I almost saw it as like, if I'm staying to help her, that I'm actually not running away from it.
Well, and I mean, that's true only if he was actually capable of helping her.
Yeah.
He was actually hurting her by keeping her there.
I suppose.
So, yeah, but by not facing the actual reality of the situation, like...
needing medical attention and...
Yeah, which is just heartbreaking, you know, for anyone in that position.
I will have to say, I mean, because it is known at this point in the game that he... Well, at the beginning of the game, it's known that, you know, when she was taken to Australia, he didn't try to visit her. I mean, even though that's a long ways away, I mean, I'd be like, I'm packing up my stuff and moving to Australia to be with my wife, you know? But towards the beginning of the game, I was a little kind of judgmental of Henry because I was like, okay, so your wife is, you know, in Australia, even though she's with family, you know, that's your wife and you're not there with her. What are you doing here? And I was very judgmental of him at first. That I but throughout the game, and not going into any, you know, too many details, like throughout the game, like I did start to fade away, and I actually started to feel a lot of sympathy for him. I'm not really sure that running away was the best choice that he could have made. But anyways, that's just my opinion.
Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
What were you going to say, Michelle?
It's kind of a disconnect, but I just wanted to ask, when in the backstory, when there was a chance, when somebody tries to mug Henry, there were two choices. One was to scare the person away or bash their face in. Did anybody bash their face in?
I didn't.
That's
no.
Of course.
Did you
bash them? Yes, scare.
Of course I did.
I thought about that, but we scared them off. So how did face smashing go?
I don't think anything came of it.
Oh,
I think, okay. I mean, she probably found me more attractive.
Wow.
But that's complete speculation. I don't actually know if that's true.
Wishful thinking.
Hey, I got nothing to go on. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Sorry to change the direction.
No, that's okay. Fine. Perfectly fine. Anybody else? Final thoughts on that topic?
Not just on being out in the wilderness. I had the disclosure. I have a mount house, so that predisposes me to... But if that watchtower had a cable and a PS4, I think I'd be set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it seems like not a bad job roaming around the wilderness, getting some sun. I would do that. Sounds like a cool job. I don't know if Mason and Michelle got to this point yet, but there's a couple points where you run into a couple different mysterious figures or shadow figures.
Not yet, but that's okay.
You'll see them. It's coming up soon. There's nothing, we don't know much about them yet.
Yeah.
But there's one that just like you run up on and it's just got a flashlight in your face and you can't see it and it just runs away. And that was really freaking creepy at first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, it's a person in the woods.
Well, the thing is, though, is like they kind of paint this idea that, yeah, there's random people just kind of roaming around in there.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was like
directing back?
It was like staring at you.
Did anyone get the Hawk's Rest yet?
If you went the wrong way and you happened upon a way station.
Yes, I did find that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Did Delilah tell you, like, the ghost story?
No, I asked her what's up with this, and she just didn't respond at all.
What?
Oh, yeah, she asked you a couple times, it's like, no, go ahead, please tell me. And then she goes on this really long ghost story about how this guy went there, and there's this all these raccoons, and the raccoons were always yelling, help me, help me.
Oh, what?
And she just goes on and on. And about how this guy, you know, he's, you know, nobody knows, you know, his woman or something, and with all the, he was pretty crazy.
Sounds like he was murdered by raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
And we never find out what the raccoons wanted.
Yeah. Nope.
Maybe that's the shadow figure. It's the guy that was killed by raccoons.
These like bipedal raccoons just walking around looking for food.
Just a bunch of raccoons in a trench coat walking around.
Yeah, exactly.
All on top of each other.
Stacking your place and trying to find food.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's all it's gonna be the whole time.
Would have got away with it too.
It wasn't if there's major raccoons.
So interesting that, you know, although we haven't encountered the whole story yet, we have encountered something, and some of you guys haven't. But Delilah was pretty, you know, enthusiastic about the story, but now she sounds a little unreliable.
Sorry, Franco, go ahead.
I was just going to say the stranger, that's like, you know, Chris would have to back me up on the camping protocol, but if you like somebody's looking at you, no, but I mean, if you're in the wilderness or in a campground or like in a park and somebody's staring at you and you look at them and they don't acknowledge you, that would be like, really freaky. That would be really freaky.
That's like textbook freaky on a camping trip.
Did you report the guy to Delilah?
Yes.
Of course I did.
Yeah,
she makes fun of
you. Yeah, and then she makes fun of you.
What?
I don't see her out there running around.
I laughed at her. She was,
kind of caught me off guard. I was kind of spooked at first. I was like, oh, there's a person up there.
That's nice. And she's like, yeah, there's a person in the wilderness or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Henry, I hate to break it to you, but you're outside.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what she says. At first, I know what she meant. She's like, I was like, it's outside? What are you talking about? And I was like, oh, I get it now.
Oh, man.
Her jokes weren't exactly bought on. They were kind of subtle.
Yeah.
Like her puns?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no competition for comedy out in the middle of nowhere, so she hasn't had to really work for it.
So how do you guys feel about the pacing of the game? Are you compelled to progress in it, or are you getting bored by it so far?
Pretty good. I have to make a confession. I got to day three, and it's a day three, okay, and the game came back on, and I'm like, well, Steph will know what happens after game three, and it's like, oh, I'll just board up this window, and I'll stop. And then I board up the window, and it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, hello, we've progressed another...
But it was very, if you went past day three, it's just a very quick little scene before it goes to the next day. Yeah.
I was surprised at how fast it's moving, actually. Yeah. I don't know if you guys are... I mean, I'm generally going from point to point to point. I'm not... I don't want to get lost.
I'm exploring the heck out of it.
Yeah, I'm not. But now that you guys are talking about these cool different stories, I mean, maybe I will, but... I'm finding that I don't even think it took me 2 hours to get to day three.
Not if you don't explore. No, it won't. Yeah.
Really fast.
And you pick up all the things. I have to know what is up with the bleach on the stovetop. What's with the floor talks?
Great place for it.
Yeah.
I always put my bleach on my stovetop, guys. Come on.
It's not really making
And books on the floor, just leave the books on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I picked up every book. Let me tell you, I cleaned up the whole place. Wow. That was like a wreck.
But you can't place anything. You can't place it. So what, you just...
Yeah, you can.
You can. Yeah, you can
you
place
it. You just have to angle it just right.
And oh, my gosh.
The option to place it.
Honestly, I didn't have the patience for that.
Alphabetical order and everything.
All I could do was toss it. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mason ran over and picked up the boombox of the two girls hanging out, lighting up fireworks. And he picked it up, and he, like, threw it on the ground. And they're like, that's expensive. Stop it.
Oh, I threw it in the water. They got all mad about that.
Wow. Yeah. I picked it up with them and walked around with it for a while. I wasn't sure if I could, like, take it with me, because I was like, I don't have music in my tower, but it wouldn't turn off, and it really annoyed me, so I just threw it around.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Like, the most 80s of 80s music? 90s-ish? It was
I cleaned up every beer can I could find.
Yes. Yes, same here. Yeah. I'm doing my job.
Putting those in. I don't know where I'm putting them.
Where do you bring
What's right, that?
So, if you pick up the beer cans, where do you take them?
You just put them in your pocket, I guess.
You're melting them inside
yourself. You're wearing a backpack.
You're carrying your bleach around and pouring it on them. And
Yeah.
That really big pockets.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a stinky backpack. I'm hoping there's an achievement for cleaning up litter or something, but probably not. I'm just wasting my time. Doing
no, you're watch saving, in you're Denver. Saving the digital environment.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. It's
like the most extreme going green you can get.
Yeah. Going green in the video game. Yes.
Uh-huh.
That and the acorns. I'm like, why are you putting acorns in this game if I cannot do anything with them? Not acorns.
Pine cones are everywhere.
You're picking all the pine cones, guys? No. No.
I don't know what's up with that either.
This is the wilderness, and there's plenty of pine trees all over the place. And the pine cones do tend to go everywhere.
True, but they're in the survival boxes.
Yeah. I know. I stopped to admire that pine cone. I was like, you know what? That's a really nice pine cone. Yeah.
Did you guys find the box with the fossil in it?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, there's like a velociraptor fossil or something.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's pretty cool. I was like, if I found this in real life, I'd be taking it home. This thing's super cool.
Oh, somewhere, just throw it on the ground. Archaeologist cursing your name.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's like, I love this box right here. Right here.
Yeah. Although if they just left a velociraptor skull in a box, it deserves to get stolen. Because they obviously put it as much as they
should. So, what does everybody think about Ron and Dave? Or is that... I mean, that I have a feeling that's not going to end well.
Yeah, I think one of them kills himself. I thought she said something to that effect.
Yeah.
Doesn't she mention some person who died because they killed themselves?
Oh.
I know she definitely says somebody killed themselves who was a watchtower person.
One of the watchmen. Point. Yeah.
It's one of those guys.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was Ron or Dave.
Well, I think it was Dave, because Ron's the one who's writing the crazy notes, isn't he?
Oh, so yeah, so Dave must have killed himself. So that's how that story ends.
At one point, you find a pack hanging in a tree. Did you guys find that one?
Yeah, that's where you get the ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously then. Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think when you came back to your watchtower and your place was completely ransacked?
That was a little pissed.
Clark is just like, freaking typewriters on the ground.
I was like, hey man, I was writing a novel. What the heck?
All my books.
That part kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I took it very personally.
I was really scared there'd be someone in the tower. Like, I went all, like, stealth about it, just really slowly, like, trying to peek in the window. And I couldn't see, because the angle of the window, there was, like, something in the way. And I was really freaked out.
You just see the bleach bottle, and you think it's a person.
Yeah, I was like, the bleach! Ow!
Did a very stealthy knife attack on a bleach battle. But the first thing I thought is, why the typewriter? There's a million things to throw out the window. Why the typewriter?
Yeah. That's not nice at all.
Yeah, I kind of blamed it on the girls, even though I don't really think it was the girls. She was like, "Who do you think it was?" I'm like, "Oh, it has to be those crazy girls. I dumped their radio in the girls."
Yeah, pretty sure it was confirmed.
Yeah, they have your sheets. The sheets were at their campsite that could be placed if you want to be
my sheets. Feel
mad about this. But,
that was hilarious. I found myself chuckling a lot at this game.
Yeah.
Funny. The quips he comes out with, you know. Yeah, that was freaky. I'm not so sure, you know. Well, then you find the... I don't want to give too much away from... I know I want to kind of give Mason and Michelle a chance to experience this, but then you come across their campsite, and you find some stuff there.
Yeah.
You know, where you have to take the pictures and whatnot, and that's kind of unsettling as well.
Take the pictures. I didn't take any pictures of their campsite.
Yeah, she says you should take pictures of the campsite.
Some detective you are.
Look at the campsite.
Oh,
yeah,
I must have completely missed that little.
Or you're working for whoever's messing with us. I'm not taking any pictures to incriminate myself.
Yeah, no way, no way.
Yeah, it took about 3 scenic. You know, every time the eye popped up, I would take a. But I wasn't quite sure which scenic scene you should take a picture of, so it was like taking 2 of every time. You know, the eye would pop up, and I'm.
Were
like,
you supposed to take a picture every time the eye pops up?
Oh, I thought that was, you can radio in too, can't you? On that,
yeah,
it's like a
book. If you see something, it's scenic and pretty and stuff like that.
Okay. I just took pictures of random scenery I liked.
So, do you run out of photos?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I'm down to 12.
Yeah, I was afraid of running out, so I haven't taken any.
I took all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Do you get any more film?
No, that's it.
What? That's it?
Yeah, you gotta be sparing. I took pictures of like the best scenery that I could find, man. I was a photographer on site.
Did you take a selfie?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I want to take a selfie.
Did you find a bathroom to take a selfie? Although I think we saw him.
Yeah.
did anyone pick up that sketchbook?
What?
Oh, the diary.
The diary that you got a very intimate view.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't pick up the diary.
It's your wife's sketchbook, and she sketched you. I mean, I chose posing like He-Man. I really want to know what the picture looks like if you pose like Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah. Wow. He was was naked, I think.
Oh yes.
Yeah, totally naked. So
very subtle in the genitals, but still naked. So
Yeah. But, you know, I appreciated that they were willing to use, not a skinny mini.
Right.
You know, he was very kind of lumberjack-ish.
Yeah, he's kind of derpy looking, though.
He's very square. Not. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very square.
He's not derpy looking. Poor him.
I hate to say who I thought of. If, you know, looking at his hands and then the sketchbook.
Thank you, Frank.
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see that.
Yeah, his hands are like very. Yeah, his hands are all blocky. He's got weird leg stubble.
Some people have blocky legs and hands.
He does. He looks like the villain on DuckTales.
Oh my gosh.
Could have been worse. Could have been Barney Rubble.
Poor
I know.
Wait, are we talking Viva Rock Vegas or the better one?
I don't know. Steph, is Henry your ideal man?
I don't know.
I've seen that one photo. Maybe he photographs well in other pictures. I don't know. Maybe it's just that photo.
I'm sure he does.
Okay, well,
you're very defensive.
It's his leg stubble. It does it for me. Every time he jumps down a cliff, I'm like, there's the weird leg stubble.
He can't shave in the wilderness. What do you
know, but like, well, why is he shaving in the first place? If there's stubble, doesn't that imply that he shaved at one point?
I really haven't been staring at his legs. Yeah. It hasn't been where my eyes have been. But, you know, whatever. Change your zone.
It's just...
Bowden. Jeez.
He's cool. He's like the Vince Vaughn of the wilderness. What can you do, you know? That's funny.
Jeez.
That's funny. Well, before we're out of time here, I just want to kind of get any final thoughts on theories that might happen next or where you guys think this is going. I mean, we don't have much to go on, but what do you guys feel? I mean, without those of you who have not played it, any thoughts?
I'm only going up. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
Did anybody else go over, try and reach Delilah's tower? Like, go to the gorge?
I did. I tried.
Because there's, like, a cable car, and she's like, oh, I never even use that thing.
Yeah.
And which really made me think that she does use it all the time to sneak over and screw with me.
Yeah.
So that's my theory, is that, like, she's not even actually in her tower. Like, she knows, because she's on the radio with me all the time, she knows where I am. So she knows how to avoid me to wreck campsites and wreck my tower, and she's been in the wilderness for like 10 years, and she's just crazy from being alone so long.
She's initiating you.
I mean, yeah, she's just hazing me hardcore.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, so that's my out there theory right now, is that she's actually just always right behind the bushes, because sometimes you hear rush like, she's also, like,
she's like stalking you.
Yeah, she's always stalking me and wrecking my stuff. That is my belief at this point in the game.
Planting weeds in your house.
Yeah.
A breeze blows by Clark and he's like, whoa, Delilah!
Yeah, get out of here, Delilah!
Get out of here, Delilah!
Just like Pacific Heights in Wyoming? Isn't that the movie?
That's
with
pretty funny.
Oh god, I forget. Anyway, I think so. Well, I haven't. I'm thinking murder mystery. I'm thinking something's up with the missing girls and the mystery man and...
Mystery man.
Yeah, the mystery man. You gotta account for the mystery man. He's there. He's out there somewhere.
True.
Why did you... You know, it's like the old... There's a phrase for that in... writing. That, you know, why did you mention something if you're not going to bring it up later?
Chekhov's gun or...
Yes.
That's it.
The gun is in the first scene. It has to be in the fourth scene. Or something
yeah.
Like yeah. If there's a gun on the mantle, it has to be there.
Yeah.
So I think the mystery man is the gun on the mantle.
Interesting. Well, Steph, you want to let us know where we're going?
We're ending the game, guys. So it should be about, with a little bit of exploration factored in, it should be about two and a half hours probably for you to finish it out, and then we'll be good. But yeah, it's the story. I can say that the story really picks up in the last half. Yeah, definitely something to look forward to.
What's the next game?
So I'm gonna yield to Chris Clark. So here's what Steph and I talked about doing. We're going to pick one of you guys for the next few games to pick a game for us. So we chose Chris Clark for the next game, and whoever is the best behaved will get the next game.
So not fair.
Are you implying I'm well behaved? Because I would not say that's true.
That was probably the
that's actually,
best wording, Chris.
That's true. I have
how about best attendance? At the very
yeah, best attendance, there you go.
Okay.
Best, without any interference on their mic.
Right.
Oh.
So
wow.
You're out. I'm sorry.
Frank is not even responding.
He can't. It's glitching out. So, Chris, why don't you give us, and just to be clear, when you pick the game, does not mean you have to run the discussion. It just means you pick the game. So, Chris, why don't you tell us your game and why you chose it?
All right, I just dropped it in the chat. Valiant Hearts, The Great War, is a game that I've been interested in for a little while. I haven't played it yet, but that's part of why I'm excited to have picked it, because I think it looks really interesting. It's takes place in World War I, and you're following a few different characters, trying to do life and love in World War I, and
mm-hmm.
War is hell, and all that, you know, good stuff. So... it looks really interesting. It's $15 on Steam. And yeah, I'm really excited to play it and talk about it with you guys. Also, there's a really cute dog in the trailer. I showed the trailer to my wife, and right away she was like, I bet you that dog is going to die.
Oh, no!
So if the dog dies, I need you guys as a support group, because I'll be very sad.
Just a note with this game, if you get it on PC, you will need a Uplay account.
Oh, it's Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also
on you can get it on console.
Yeah.
I played through the demo, I believe, or I played through... I can't remember if I bought it and played, like, the first few chapters or not, but it is on PS4 or PS3, I believe. Yeah,
I
so...
I think it's on Xbox as well, Xbox One.
Yes. Right on. Well, that's a cool idea, guys. Thanks for, you know, letting other people choose.
Yeah.
Look forward to choosing someday.
Yeah, well, if you guys want to be thinking about, you know, what game you might want to try, now would be a good time, because we'll probably surprise you and be like, here, be ready this week to announce it.
Yep.
And there's something else I was going to say. Oh, so that first discussion of Valiant Hearts will be the 17th, Tuesday, May 7th. There you go. All right. Well, any other final thoughts before we close? Okay, great. Well, finish Firewatch, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
See y'all.